No, 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 no! Let's try something else. Hit it, Joe.
Three idiots sharing memories with fans who watched the show. It's the best of both worlds.
Welcome to Best of Both Our Worlds, the official unofficial Hannah Montana podcast. The show where three idiots share their memories of Hannah Montana with the fans so they get a chance to see the other side of the best damn Disney show ever. I am Jason Earls. I'm one of the hosts of the show. I was Jackson Rod Stewart on the show.
I'm Shannon Flynn. I was the acting coach and director for this fabulous best damn Disney show ever.
And I am Douglas Danger, Liebline, 5'10", 165, auditioning for the role of podcaster.
Just leave your headshot in residence.
Yes, that's right. I will. Thank you very much.
We will be in contact.
Thank you.
We're deserving of a minor fit check.
Yes,
at the
a little
beginning.
One. A little
yeah,
one.
Okay. Just a tiny
so,
teeny.
So kid. I went kind of a different direction. I'm wearing a Bobby Wasabi Martial Arts Academy t-shirt from the hit Disney XD show, Kicking It.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
But this is one of my favorite prides and joy from back in the day. So I'm Bobby Wasabi-ing
that it was
up
the
today.
One with Mateo Arias, right? That was,
yes, with Rico's brother.
Rico's brother.
I know. So there is
and
a Hannah Montana.
There were some other kids in that show, but I don't remember. Anyway.
And then you have a little bit for us
I
today.
Have the Miley and Lily and Oliver and the old guy who played her brother shirt. So
I'm going to just flash really quick because I did.
Are
you flashing your sweet nipples? Are you really?
And suddenly we're off the air.
And
we were never on.
We've just lost clean from our Apple podcast.
Yes, yes, yes. All right, we did pretty good today.
Yeah, I think it's good.
All right, so
okay, so enough of the shenanigans.
Okay.
We're going to jump right in today. All right. The My Sweet Niblet is basically, we have a very special episode. One of my all-time favorite guest stars on the show is here.
Yay.
And without further ado, Dougie, would you please introduce her so we can start talking to her now?
Yes,
been waiting
I
long
will.
Enough.
You first met her as the scene-stealing Ashley DeWitt on the Disney's global phenomenon, Hannah Montana. She quickly became a fan favorite as Ella in the Camp Rock films. But her talents stretched far beyond the halls of Disney, from the big screen 2009 remake of Fame all the way to Broadway. She's proven time and time again that she's a true triple threat. She is, little secret niblet here, she's the granddaughter of Philippine superstar Sylvia LaTorre. She spent her life honoring her heritage while carving out her own path as an actress, singer, and now devoted mother and philanthropist, because that's what the internet calls you now. I don't know why. Please welcome the incredibly talented Anna Maria Perez de Tagle.
Yay!
I'm so happy to be here.
I can't believe we got you.
I've seen Jason at a million events for Disney.
Yeah.
So like when he brought it up, I was like, I have to be here, of course.
Oh my God, we're so lucky.
We are going to jump into like a million questions because like, I don't know if you know this, but we were flooded with like fan questions.
I
for
saw.
You.
Yes.
So many fan questions.
So many questions. But before we do that, the first question is actually for the fans. It is my one teeny little sweet niblet for this episode. It is, which fellow Hannah Montana alum did Anna Maria go on to share the Broadway stage with? And what was the show she was in? That will come up at some point today. Look for it, and then we'll answer it at the end.
Okay. Yeah.
So that is the question for you. And now there's a million questions for you.
Truly. When we posted that you were going to be on the show, we asked people to submit questions, and there were so many we couldn't choose them all.
Yeah.
So for you guys, thank you guys so much for all your questions. We will get to as many as we can.
Yes.
It made our job super easy.
Today is going to be just reading, basically.
And honestly, there were so many questions that the fans asked that were questions that I was going to ask. So I would rather take them from our palsies. Right.
So you hit us with the first one.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, my gosh.
No, okay, well, my first one's not a fan question. It's my question because after doing your bio and having the name Liebline my whole life, has anyone ever pronounced your name right on the first try?
Never.
Never.
Well, I will say, with the exception, because I am Filipino, so Filipinos, they always pronounce it correctly.
Okay.
But I've had terrible pronunciations throughout my life when there's not even, like, there's been Tangle.
Yeah.
Perez de Tangle. There's no N there, so I don't know where they get that. The worst is probably table. The table. And yeah, I really don't know how I did it.
People throw letters in my name all the time because I can't. It's Liebling.
Yeah.
And they're like, where's the G, guys?
Liebling.
Yeah.
Liebling. I've gotten earless.
Yeah.
Like, I've never gotten Sharon. Yeah, I get called Sharon all the time. I'm like, did I say R when I pronounce my name? Yes. Hi, Sharon. Yes,
so,
thank you.
I'm glad to be a fellow mispronunciee.
Yeah, I don't know how I did it as a kid, honestly. Yeah. How did I write all of that as a kid? Thank you to my parents.
Yeah, well, try to teach a kid I before E except in your entire life. What's
funny is, like, I think Filipino names can be a little challenging. I mean, my brother is half Filipino. His full name is Edwardson Regri Riviera Emma Aurelio Geniza Geniza. It's like, that's a lot. That's a lot to put on a kid when he's like,
mouthful. Yeah. No, I have more names.
Yeah.
Like, Perez de Tagle is just the shortened.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, it's Anna Maria Francesca Enriquez Perez de Tagle dash Klein now that I'm married.
Oh, my gosh.
Outstanding.
I mean, that's
you
like...
had no choice but to be literate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You did have a choice not to hyphenate the married name and just add to the mess.
You know what? I wanted to continue it.
Okay. That's right.
I stopped it at my daughter.
Well, just keep adding names.
Yeah.
That's right.
When did you, like, first discover that you wanted to be a performer, like an actor, and how did you get there?
Well, I kind of started singing out of the womb. That's what I've been told. Like, I've been singing ever since, and my first love has been singing, and it all kind of, like, went into performing and acting because I did theater growing up. So I was with my local theater, and from there, this is kind of public knowledge, I think. My theater, or I think it was my parents, sent in a tape to Star Search. Yes. And then I got chosen as a junior finalist. And funny enough, my competitor was David Archuleta.
No.
That's such a great
factoid.
Yes.
How old were you when you were?
I think I was 10 or 11.
Now, did you guys beef at the premiere the other night?
No, we're cool because I saw him at the Hannah at Miley's 16th birthday.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
oh,
so I had seen that he'd gone on the show, and he also knew that I was on the show, so it's come full circle.
And also, he was in one episode, and you were in, like, a bunch of episodes.
No, but he was David Archuleta, and, well, I lost. Which is fine. Like, he's a great singer. And then I moved back to, I mean, I was still in the Bay Area at the time. And then I got an agent from there and started doing modeling and things like that. And then it got into acting. And yeah, my first real, like, big audition was for Disney Channel.
Amazing.
So I was lucky. Yeah.
Were your parents okay? I mean, clearly your parents might have been okay with it because they had to take you those places. But was it something that you, I find with kids, the ones who push their parents to get them there are the ones who make it, whereas the ones where parents are like, go.
Yeah. I guess it was different because my dad was totally supportive, but my mom wasn't.
Mm.
So she was kind of like, no, you should be normal. Do, like, a normal childhood. We'll go to school here, all of that. But I really just loved performing. And I didn't beg them to do this, but it was more like, if you do it and you do get a job, then maybe we'll see where it goes. But my mom was really apprehensive about, you know, thick skin and are you gonna get these jobs if you do audition?
Is it paternal or what? Grandma is famous. Is
my dad's side.
So
my dad understood, and he's like, no, I think she could do it. Yeah. She seems like she's capable. And then I started doing these auditions and then booking. So my mom was kind of like, okay, let's move to LA because I was still living up north.
And was the Hannah pilot the first big audition that you had?
Yes.
Or was it another Disney show?
So I auditioned, I don't think it was for Lisa yet. And it was for Disney doing a brand new fresh face. We're trying to find new people.
Oh, they do those workshops. Yeah.
Yes. So I remember the casting agent gave me sides to That's So Raven. And I knew it because I'd been watching Disney Channel as a kid, right? So, and then from there it was like, oh, there's a new pilot. It's untitled. And then it went from there.
Amazing.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. I, as a single threat myself, would you consider yourself a triple threat? Like, I know you sing, and I know that you are an incredible actress.
Yeah.
Do you like the dancing aspect of it as well?
I didn't. Growing up, I hated dancing, and I wasn't very good at it until Camp Rock.
Okay.
So I only learned to dance when I booked the job. So
how long did you guys have to do all of the dance, like, preparations for that?
We filmed the movie, I think, 3 or 4 months. So we did a good month and a half of dancing.
Yeah. Wow.
And I never went into a dance call before that. So they kind of were like, oh, she'll do it. So I, you know, I when I booked it, I didn't prep for any dancing, and I had no idea that it was going to be dancing because it's Camp Rock. I thought it was a rock musical. Then I got the call sheet that I was doing a dance rehearsal with Allison Stoner, who obviously is like one of the best dancers out there.
Oh, and
I
was
ready to pack my bags, but for some reason I was able to keep up, and then I fell more in love with dancing. So I don't know if I'm capable of being a triple threat still, I think.
I've heard those dance camps basically before those movies are really intense. Like, there's a lot of, you're going through so many different numbers and it's like, it's pretty grueling.
Okay, so your love is music, but in terms of acting, do you prefer doing comedy, doing drama? Is there an area that you find more comfortable that you love, or is it just all the same?
For some reason, the comedy roles always come to me. Mm-hmm. And I don't even know why. Like, I never really trained.
I can tell you why.
Be happy to fill that.
Speaking from behind the camera, someone who is casting that and is looking for that, it's really hard to find, again, we talk about this all the time, believable and funny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you have to know where the funny is.
Right.
You have to be able to find where the humor is in the role and deliver, but you also have to make it a real moment.
Yeah.
And that's why you're sought out for that, because it's harder to do that than drama.
The thing, that's true. I think the thing is, you are obviously like a professional actor.
Uh-huh.
Right. And I think that the more you can commit to the role, even if you're doing something really stupid, like the more you can commit to it, the more grounded it is and believable. And you can, and it's funny. If you're not committed to it, there's no stakes. And if there's no stakes, there's no tension. If there's no tension, there's no comedy.
Right. Right.
So like that's why you keep being cast. Because even though you're playing like a crazy, like, you know, mean girl on our show, it's very like grounded and very believable. And you're fully committed to
Thank you. So, But the drama is... I've touched on it a few times throughout my career, but I do love comedy. Yeah. I still do.
Good.
It's so much more fun to show up on set every day
and laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's an old theater story that we come back to in television all the time. It's about an old theater actor who was passing away in 18 whatever, and he was being interviewed and the interviewer said, you know, saying he knew he was passing away, and the interviewer said, is it hard? And he said, no, dear boy, dying is easy. Comedy is hard. but we come back to it all the time. Mm-hmm. If you can do comedy, you can do drama, and it's the hard. And that's why it's so hard to find good comedy actors. So,
Did you know your grandmother when you were growing up? Like, as so, you got to see her perform.
Yes. So I grew up watching her on stage, and she's an incredible opera singer, but she's also a great comedy actress. Mm. So she's considered the Lucille Ball of the Philippines.
Oh, wow.
So maybe that's where it came from.
And did she help you? Like, did she help coach you or anything?
She was my first vocal coach.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So she started playing the piano. Definitely got it from her. My dad also sings, but it was mostly from her. But she never coached me or anything on for TV or for acting. It was mostly just for singing.
Do you have any other inspirations besides Jason?
full disclosure, I wrote the question and I made her say it.
No, Jason's great. I grew up, like I said, I grew up watching Disney Channel, so I loved Brenda Song.
Yeah.
I loved, she was inspiration for sure. And Raven. But like the big names, I loved Reese Witherspoon and all the big names. The list goes on.
Yeah, for sure.
So we have a couple of fan questions that are in the same vein. So I'll hit you with them. So Smiler Roch 07, before getting the role of Ashley, reading the usernames is like my favorite part.
He's so good at it.
Who did you audition for someone else in Hannah Montana before?
I did. I auditioned for Chloe, or that's what it was before, right? Before. Chloe and Lily.
Both of them.
And then,
did you have one that you were like really, really hoping for?
For those who don't know, the original Hannah character name was Chloe.
Chloe.
Right. Yeah. Right. I really was. I wanted to be Lily. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, of course, you want the bigger role, right? Mm-hmm. But it was my first audition, and the fact that I like ultimately ended with the mean girl, I was so happy. Honestly, I was so happy, and I think at the time it was only supposed to be one mean girl.
Really? I mean,
now that I think about it, because I never went in the room with another mean girl.
You never read with Shanika?
I never read with Shanika.
That's so interesting. Because literally the next question was from Evan Matthias Nietzsche, another great name. They wanted to know about the audition process. Yeah. And if you did end up doing like any like matchmaking reads with anybody.
I never did a matchmaking read.
So you were just solo?
I was just solo. And in the script, there was no other mean girl. I swear. I'm pretty sure.
Well, we will look back. Yeah. I remember that. I do remember she had a... There was also a little sister in the original, right?
We just got a treasure trove of like development docs from a friend over at former Disney person.
Yes.
So we have a bunch of this. Like, we're going to do a special episode, I think, like talking about what the show actually was before it became a show.
And let me know, because I remember my last audition before I booked it was on the studio lot that we shot the pilot episode.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I did not have anybody in there. I never did a chemistry read or anything. So, it was very different.
They lucked out.
For real.
I mean, talk about kismet. And Shanika together.
No, but it wouldn't have been the same if it was. I mean, I'm so happy Shanika was part of
it. Oh, my gosh. The two of you together?
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yes. M. Cyrus Argentina was also asking about the casting process, but they wanted to know how you felt when you found out. And, like, do you remember, like, where you were?
Yes. Yeah. Well, I was up north still. So I was going... I was flying back and forth for these callbacks in person.
Yeah.
And I was still in the eighth grade. I was like on the verge of graduating. And that's when my agent was like, oh, you booked this. And if it gets picked up, you may be recurring. So you're going to be filming every few weeks. So, and if you want to continue with the channel, she was really pushing it.
Yeah, of course.
And
so
she also moved to a bigger agency and took me with her. And then, my parents decided, okay, let's move. And, we'll see where it goes when the pilot, if the pilot picks up, and then it did. So,
very quickly.
Very quickly.
Yeah. I think that was like, I feel like that was
so fast. It was fast.
We knew pretty early that like this was probably getting picked up. You know what I mean? Like it had it was like, oh, there's a lot about this that works.
Well, it filmed in June. I remember this distinctly. Mm-hmm. And filming the pilot in June. And then we first started shooting in November.
Just so you know, we started September. So I must have been in meetings in August. So this was picked up 6 weeks after.
Yeah.
It was very, very fast.
Probably very fast.
Yeah.
Sonia Pucci asks, we love
best
you, Sonia.
Part of the show.
It's a great handle.
It is a good one. What was it like working with Miley on Hannah and Demi on Camp Rock?
Oh, amazing. I can say this for both of them. They're like two of the most talented girls who've come from Disney Channel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And with Miley, we all knew that she was a star. Mm-hmm. And she made Hannah Montana.
Yeah.
Like, that's how I feel. And there was a charisma and a different aura about her where I knew it was going to take off. And with Demi, she can just sing her face off. And like with the Camp Rock movies, she really ate it up, for lack of a better term. And I'm just so grateful that I got to work with both of them.
Were their processes different? Like, was one a little bit more like regimented, this is the process, super focused, or one a little more loosey-goosey, or were they both sort of the same equal amount
when filming?
Because like from my experience with Miley, like she, especially early on, she relied a little bit more on instincts than like craft,
right?
But like she kept a really great tone on the set. There was like it was just, I don't know, like the vibe was really good. I was probably a little bit more like, Miley, we need to focus. Like, let's run lines because you don't know what you're doing.
Right.
But she did. She always did.
Yes.
But like you were a little scared leading into it. But did they both approach it sort of similarly, or was there like a difference?
I feel like with Demi, because it was her first Disney Channel original movie, kind of like me, we were really focused. It kind of changed for the second movie because we were just having a little more fun. But I feel like both of their approaches when it came to filming was very similar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They had so much responsibility.
Yes.
And the Joe Bros.
And the Joe Bros. Everybody loves the Joe Bros.
That's right.
Oh, Harley X Quinn 364. What was it like on Hannah Montana and how you came up with the oots?
Oh. So
I mean, I think that was the question that I was going to ask, so I'm glad that somebody else asked it too, because I think we're all curious.
So I met Shanika at the table read. Yeah, that was the first time I had met her, and we read through it, and we kind of both read that, like the OOOTSS, and we thought, what do we do with that? We say the same thing, and then we look, so we were like, we'll just figure it out at the table read. Right. And I don't know who it was, but they kind of gave us an example, and we figured it out on the spot. We were like, oh, okay, ooh.
It's so iconic.
It's great.
I mean.
My personal question is, do people come up to you on the street and go, ooh, hoping you'll them back? Oh, just coming this randomly?
I mean, not outwardly like that.
Because I totally would.
Yeah.
No.
I don't do that.
But, not you. Her.
No.
You.
Yeah. We'll do it later.
Okay.
They have come up to me and they've asked me to do a video together, doing it together for their own, keeping, but never just straight up in my face.
Like, I wonder what she's going to do. This would be great.
I mean, I probably would do it back.
She would do it back, everyone, just so you know.
Leave the poor girl alone.
If you randomly see her on the street.
So we have a rapid fire bit of favorites questions. There was a lot of like, what's your favorite this, what's your favorite that. So the first one, spelled different, but Naughty Natalie.
Naughty?
No, Cotty. 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 I'm projecting.
Oh, my gosh.
Cotty. It's a typo on my thing. Sorry. Okay. Cotty Natalie. What was your favorite memory from Hannah Montana, just in general? Like, did you have one thing that just sort of leaps out to you?
Playing Guitar Hero in Miley's dressing room.
Oh, yes. I forgot about that. She had that case, remember?
Yeah.
Oh, that was awesome.
That was so fun. Guitar Hero. Gosh, it ages us. And also, I think just meeting all the celebrity guest stars. I was always like internally fangirling. Yeah.
Wasn't it an absurd collection of people on the show?
Yeah.
Yes.
You don't have to say who your favorite was, but maybe there were three that are notable that you found.
Dolly Parton.
Yeah, for sure. Of course.
Oh, that was like number one. And then Jesse McCartney, because... Oh, yeah. Every girl crushed on Jesse McCartney.
Yeah.
That was when you Wish Upon a Star episode.
Yes.
Yep. Because that's when Lily became one of us. One of
you.
Yeah. One of the oots.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That was good. Okay. Daniel Joseph wants to know, do you have a favorite Miley album or song, or a favorite Hannah album or song?
Yes, I love Can't Be Tamed. Mm-hmm. Miley.
Okay.
Yeah, an anthem.
A rebellious streak in Amber.
I mean, I saw that and I was like, there she is.
Yes.
And then for Hannah, I love, and this is recent because my daughter started listening to Hannah Montana songs. She loves Pumping Up the Party.
Oh,
hey, yeah,
hey, come on. Yeah. Oh, we can't do it. We can't do it, or else we'd get taken.
Oh,
I know.
Even if we do it like that, even if it's a terrible rendition,
I can sing it off key.
Come on.
I think you do a little bit. I think you do
a little bit.
Sarah Duckies asks, "Do you have duckies?"
Yeah,
that's great.
Sarah's duckies. She has duckies, people.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Ashley storyline or least favorite Ashley storyline?
Favorite?
Did we even give you storyline?
I know. I'm sorry. It's like, hold on.
Like, wait a minute.
I was real mean.
I will talk about like favorite scenes.
Yeah.
There you go.
There was, I think it was Ooh Itchy Woman when we went camping.
Yeah.
And I got a lot of lines that episode. And I just loved it because a lot of the lines were very comedy heavy. Mm-hmm. And I got to wear a fur coat in camp, so it was. I love that. yes, my least favorite, most people know, is when I had to sing bad.
Yeah,
I can see how that would just like rip your heart out.
Yeah, back when I was obviously like 14, I was like, no, I'm a classically trained singer.
And, right.
But you know, the best thing is like, if you could sing bad as a good singer,
absolutely,
it's a different talent.
Same with acting. Like, it takes a really, really skilled actor to act.
We talked about that with Alison Brie, right?
Yeah.
I also think that there's something that like a lot of like young performers, they get in their own heads about like wanting to look cool all the time.
Right.
Mm. And I think that I have said this forever, that one of Miley's best points and one of the reasons why she was so loved is she was never afraid to be the butt of the joke.
Yes.
Since she was willing to get messy, she was willing to look ridiculous and didn't diminish her coolness.
Right.
I think that was one of the things that made her so relatable. And then I've run into actors after that that I try to give them the advice, but it's really hard to do, to swallow your pride and be like, I'm going to do this thing and look ridiculous.
Right.
And we talk about on the podcast, we always have a section about what we did right, what we did wrong, what we did different. But something that we should have done more of is utilize the talent we had. We would always cast guest stars, and then we had this sort of group of people who were really funny, and we didn't utilize you guys as much as we should, because you guys were willing to go crazy for us.
Right.
We should have done that more.
Yeah, we had
snaps and claps only.
Claps only. And it's so funny because, like, now I do, you know, social media, and I sing some songs and whatever, and I'll get that comment every once in a while, like, snaps and claps only. I'm like, no! Never mind, I'm done with that.
We did have a couple of fans who had asked the question about your favorite scene. I'll shout them out. Valerie Gossett 1 and Sleepy Sarah 18. But Sleepy Sarah also asked, did you get to keep anything from the show? Was there a piece of wardrobe? Was there a little anything other than rehearsal scripts? Did you walk away with anything?
I'm trying to read the look on your face, because, like, there's either one of it that was like, yes, I snuck this out of my dressing room when I knew it was my last.
No, I didn't keep one single thing.
Oh, no.
And I'm so sad because I loved every outfit that they put me in.
Yeah.
I, like, low-key wanted to, but I was always scared. I never stole anything.
I bet if you had, toward the end of a season, if you'd asked me, like, hey, at the end of the season, because I always felt like if you are really kind to your wardrobe people throughout the course of the season, you hang your stuff up at the end of the day, you know, if at the end of the season you go, you know, that pair of jeans looked really good and we did tailor them for me.
I know.
Then they would, like, let
you
walk away.
I just kept the scripts.
Also, sometimes they actually do an end of the season sale.
They do?
Where you could, like, ring
them. No one told me.
I have some.
Sorry.
I have some shoes from Nicky Ricky that I... Maybe a man who played the father on Nicky Ricky used to wear.
I was like, anyway.
Attention all passengers. The Uber ride for Jeff's rugby team will depart in 5 minutes from platform 15. Your ride comes with 6 toilets and a refreshments carriage that you'll empty within 5 minutes. Thank you for booking your tickets on Uber.
Trains on Uber.
Okay. Who is your favorite cast member on the show, and why was it Jason?
And that was submitted by Tips Bick.
Oh, yeah.
versus it wasn't me.
Or it could be just like, so you know. Tips Bike. I don't know. TIPS.BYK.
No, I loved everybody in the show, honestly. Like, we were such a great cast. But I do have to shout out Shanika, just because there wouldn't be an Ashley without Amber. And you could just tell our chemistry together because we were so close offset.
Yeah.
That's my girl. So it has to be Shanika.
Agreed. Yeah, absolutely agree.
Yeah.
That tracks. Claire Elizabeth, she says that you were such an underrated actor on Disney. What did you like filming more, the Hannah episodes or Camp Rock, or is there just too different?
They were different. I liked Hannah because of the live audience aspect.
Yes.
It was so different. That was my first time ever doing something like that, and it really taught me a lot about acting. And with Camp Rock, I mean, I just love that it was on location somewhere, and I got to, again, learn to dance and sing and do all of that. But they were both, like, some of my favorite times, and I can't really choose between the two.
Yeah. Where did you guys shoot Camp Rock?
Toronto.
Oh, you were in Toronto.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Was it in the winter.
It was cold.
And it was during summertime.
Yeah, it was it was like the fall into winter, and we were pretending to be in camp, and it was freezing.
Why can we see their breath?
You know, really. In the second movie, you could see our breath. And
there's a trick for that. Do you know what the trick is?
Ice
in your mouth?
Yeah. To make it doubly miserable. Right. You're freezing to death, and they're like, this looks terrible. Stick this ice in your mouth.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
But on Hannah, you specifically played a mean girl, right?
Right.
Do you think playing a mean girl negatively affected your career in any way? Do you think you got typecast as a mean girl?
I definitely got typecast as a mean girl. Yeah. But I don't think it hurt my career in any way, because I ended up like still booking a lot of things after that. And just because I play a mean girl in a different show doesn't mean I'm doing that exact same thing in an audition room, you know? So I did have to prove myself a little bit because there is this kind of stigma being on Disney Channel for so long, especially when I was doing Broadway. So there was that, but I don't think it ever really hurt my
career. Do you think fans assumed you were a bitch?
Yes.
Yeah, they just come up to you and like, oh, she's mean.
Yeah, all the time. So I remember when
she, by the way, she's the nicest person you've ever seen in your life. Like, it's crazy. Like,
thank you. Yeah. I just remember as a kid, the parents would come up to me and be like, my daughter wants to take a picture with you, but she's scared. Yeah. And I'm like, it's okay. Take the picture. And I have to like reassure that it's acting. Right. But yeah, a lot of people still think that to this day.
Really?
Yeah. They're like, we remember what you did to Miley. And I'm like, this was so long ago.
I used to get that a little bit. Like, there'd be like, especially like the little fans.
Yeah.
Like I did a couple of appearances where like a 6-year-old would come up and literally like punch me in the arm and be like, you need to be nicer to your sister. And I'm like, okay.
I don't know what to say.
Will do. Thanks for the life advice.
Yeah.
But it is also like, it is a test. It, like, people do forget that you're playing a character.
Right.
Well, that's a testament to a good show, is they fall in love with the character. They believe that it's real, and then you have to face the consequences.
Right. We did a good job, obviously.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah.
So when we did Hannah, we didn't have social media, right? There was, it's a completely different world. Thank God. We always talk about, we always wonder what life would be like if we wrote Hannah or created Hannah in this world of social media. What do you think, as an actress on the show, your life would have been, how different would your experience have been if we did it today? If you were a 13, 14-year-old girl as a star today on Hannah.
I'd probably get canceled. No, honestly.
Why? What'd you do?
I just, you know, I've seen how social media is nowadays, and it could be bad, especially if they don't like your character, which thankfully there wasn't social media back then. But yeah, if it was happening now, I'd probably have to keep my comments off.
Yeah.
Turn it off.
Yeah, I always felt bad for the kid in Game of Thrones who played Joffrey. It's like his entire life just ends up being like,
people hate him.
People hate him for that. And it's like,
yeah, and Draco.
And
Tamman is friends with him, and he's the nicest guy in the world. And it's so bad. Like that.
Yeah, and I also think it probably would make the shows a little bit worse, because that whole bravery and being the butt of the joke and looking bad.
Right.
Yeah. When every still is pulled and suddenly that's on social media and that's like all that's out. Like, that would be a really hard thing as you're like figuring your teenage years out to like be willing to play.
I'm kind of glad that, you know, there wasn't social media back then.
Me too.
Oh my God. Well, there was MySpace.
MySpace. Well, and Facebook had just started. I remember someone coming into the writer's room going, you're not on Facebook? And I'm like, what? You're old. And now Facebook is for old people.
Now it's for old people.
Yeah, it's back.
You know. Kayla Joy Kitchen wanted to know, if Hannah Montana came back, would you want to return? And what do you think Ashley would be doing now?
If it came back?
Yeah.
I mean, if we picked up from where it left off, yes, I'd reprise it. But like, I'm old, so I don't know. I feel if there was a reboot or something, then I'd pitch my daughter. She's like a mini me. If Ashley, I feel like she would be like a trad wife, and like have a side hustle of a fashion line and a kid's fashion line, if you will. Seems fitting.
Would they still be friends? Amber and Ashley still be friends?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like. Yes. Yeah. I feel 100%. Like by then we're nice.
Amber and Ashley were together when Miley, because of course they were huge Hannah Montana fans. So they were absolutely together when she was on the Jay Leno show when she took her wig off. I want you to recreate
what I would do as Ashley.
What your reaction was.
Will I still
as
be in
Ashley?
right I'll there. I'll probably be like, and then like fully, fully faint in Amber's arms. Oh. And she'd just be like, no, it's, you know, like, but we would obviously, just like the final episode, try to be best friends with her.
Yeah.
Yes.
Where were you in the writer's room? We should have done, when we did the Jay Leno bit, we should have done cutaways to every single character.
Okay, so remember.
Where were you in the writer's room?
Remember when I said I had the perfect pitch for what Miley yes. would do when she took off her wig.
Yes.
Breaking
that
news.
Was it.
Yes, cutaways to everybody.
Cutaway to every single guest star who had been on the show. Amber
that would have been
Ashley,
iconic.
And like anybody,
just I did Larry love, David I did love with that, his food falling out
yeah,
of
yeah, yeah.
I did love that we did dedicate the episode to Rico, where he's just like, his entire
oh
identity
God.
Was crushed
because yeah.
he wasn't smart enough to like figure out that it was just a wig. it was the best.
Oh my gosh.
It's kind of genius.
But yeah and that is what I saw, that it was like, that there was this like moment, this stunned moment, and then Amber having to catch Ashley.
What if,
and her being like,
yeah, exactly.
And then, like,
and then
throwing me
off.
Over.
What if they were both watching it together, and then they see it, and then they go, ooh. That would have been good too.
Yeah.
That's exactly. So
yeah, no, that's
that was
a
my pitch.
That's a genius idea, Shannon. Where were you 16 years ago?
We'll talk about it when the cameras are turned off.
Okay. Uh-oh. Yeah,
I love how the podcast suddenly just takes a dark turn. Like there's all these skeletons in closets, which there are.
Very true.
Okay, Dougie.
Okay.
We've got other Sarah's duckies.
Sarah's duckies. Sarah has a lot of duckies,
and
she has a lot of questions.
Yeah.
Your daughter has been watching it.
She hasn't. She's only been listening to the music.
Oh,
I haven't
to the
introduced
music.
Her to the show yet.
Oh, okay. Because the question is, what does she think of Ashley?
Yeah, so I haven't introduced her only because she's 4 and I feel like she won't understand the storyline. And, you know, she loves Hannah Montana because she knows the music.
Yeah.
But she doesn't know that I'm the mean girl. And I'm scared because she's in this place at 4 years old that, like, she'll copy everything.
Yeah, you don't want that.
So I don't want her to be mean.
Right.
That's a really responsible...
Right.
Parenting hack.
But she does know, like, she knows I'm in Camp Rock, so she's watched that.
Okay.
Again, she doesn't really understand it because she just likes the music aspect.
Right.
And it's funny because we'll be out in public, and it'll be a random place, and she'll go, are you from Camp Rock? Can I take a picture with you? Out loud.
That's so funny because when I walk around with Jason outside, I go, hey, are you Jason Earl from Hannah Montana? Really loud.
Such a
so,
dick.
Yeah,
like, he'll do it like Disneyland.
Oh,
and
Disneyland's
I'm
the
like,
worst.
I'm like, what are you doing?
Everyone's, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll just go,
you must
Hannah Montana.
A lot at Disneyland, though, too, when you go there.
I think it
shoot.
Just comes with the territory.
Yeah, I think you just sort of like roll with it. You know what you're getting into.
Yeah.
If you get in the car and you drive to Disneyland, you're like, there's a certain amount
exactly.
of
exactly.
Just going to prepare you.
And my daughter doesn't help because she's always like, take a picture. She knows because some people do approach me.
Yeah.
And she'll get in the picture, too. She'll be like, I want to be in it too.
Well, so that being said, like, when is she getting her own show?
Oh.
And also knowing what you know about kids and fame and social media and stuff, would you actually encourage or discourage her from doing it?
It depends. I feel she's still so young. I wouldn't encourage it now. She loves doing videos and stuff with me, just mommy. And I've noticed that when it comes to somebody else filming her or like around that, she doesn't like it and she gets really shy. So I don't think I'm gonna put her into showbiz, and I don't want to force it on her because I've seen that happen with other kid and child actors. But if she decides to in the future, like I did, then I'll support it. But for now, I just want her to be
so cute.
Thank you.
15 years from now, when this is when she's the next Taylor Swift, this clip is going to be so viral. It's going to be awesome.
She's probably going to be the most famous teenager on the planet.
Oh my
God. She's so adorable.
Thank you.
But that's great because that's what your parents did for you too.
Yeah, exactly.
Which, like, it's a really good strategy.
Right. And they kept me grounded throughout my whole career. And I'm going to do the same with her if she decides to act up.
Has she asked to be in any? Like, has she asked to do ballet or theater or anything?
Dancing. Yeah. She loves to dance. And she's getting on the piano too. So we'll see where it goes.
Do you have any advice for people who are looking to break into the business?
Aspiring performers.
Like me, theater. Starting out in theater is so important because that's where I personally figured out that this is what I want to do professionally. You learn a lot about acting with theater. But when it comes to, you know, the business, I would say acting classes first, dance lessons, singing lessons, whatever you want to do. But research the right representation, because sometimes there's like scams out there.
Oh,
where they like take advantage. And
we've talked about, I think with Romy, we were talking about those three named places that you.
Right.
Which we won't mention for legal reasons.
Right. But like overall, I just think if you love it, then go for it because you never know where it'll take you in your career.
Theater.
Absolutely.
Theater geek.
100%.
It's such a good foundation.
I loved it. It also, it took me out of my shell because I was such a shy kid. Yeah. It really, really helped with that too.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Here's like not a question. I'm making up a question that's not on our list.
Go.
What was the favorite thing you did as a child in theater? Like favorite play, favorite role?
So I was Cinderella as a kid.
Of course you were.
Yeah. And it's again, Disney, right? Like it's like it manifested into something. Yeah. So I was Cinderella growing up, and I remember that's I think the first show that I did, and I said I want to do this, and it was really more like I want to do Broadway, you know, and that was my favorite show that I ever did, and I was also like the first Asian Cinderella, so I was like yeah, back in the Bay Area.
100%. That's amazing.
Do you get a lot of like young like Filipino aspiring performers reach out to you? I'm also married to a Filipino woman.
I didn't know she was Filipino.
Yeah, she's Filipino.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
And I will say that like the one thing that like you it becomes immediately apparent is Filipino pride is like it's so hardcore. Like I'm shocked at the number of people constantly like, you Filipino?
Yeah.
And they go over and she's like, yeah. And they're like, eh. And
they're like, Filipinos. Like, yeah. And amazing. We all know each other and we're all cousins and
But then you like launch into Tagalog and you're like excluding everybody else around you and like.
But half the Filipinos do not speak Tagalog. So
I didn't growing up and I only started learning it. My parents always talked to me in Tagalog, so I understand it fully and I could sing it fully. So nobody can talk bad about me.
Yeah, good. But it must be nice to be like sort of like an inspiration for like.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And I love that they're like, oh, you were my representation growing up and. They didn't know that I was Filipino growing up because we didn't have the social media to say like, oh,
right,
I'm Filipino.
Right.
So now that I talk about it more, it's great to see.
That's so cool.
That is amazing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm going to jump to your question, Shani, actually. LilyCat 2020 wanted to know, what's it like reuniting with Corbin Blue on Godspell?
Oh.
Hey.
That might be the Sweet Niblet. Asked and answered.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. It was amazing. Well, I kept in touch with Corbin throughout our Disney careers. And I did a show called Godspell on Broadway. And our initial Jesus was Hunter Parrish. And he left mid-run because he had to do a show. And Corbin replaced him. So when I found out, I was so excited. Mm-hmm. And he's an incredible performer. Mm-hmm. And you could tell on stage the chemistry that we had because of how long we've known each other.
Right.
And he's still doing theater right now on Broadway. And I'm just always a big fan of his.
He's incredible. Like, yes. I mean, I think all of us that have been in that Disney machine for like 20 years now or longer, there is that familiarity actually ends up being like a really cool thing on screen. Like when you run into each other like later.
Yeah.
He did High School Musical, the musical, the series.
Oh,
and
right.
I worked on that for like 4 seasons. It's behind the scenes, but also had a little reoccurring thing.
Right.
But when he was there on set, it was like two long lost bros goofing off in the corner. Like, and he's just like the nicest dude.
Yes.
And but that history really does end up like having an impact on things.
It does. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. And you know, everybody who had watched Disney growing up and they saw us both on stage, you're like, what?
Their heads explode.
And also, what amazing actors you are, that it's not this like Saturday Night Live joke Disney acting with the boop 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 thing. Did he invite you guys? Well, you weren't there. Sorry, Doug.
Uh-oh.
But did he invite you guys to see him in Romeo and Juliet when he was at the high school, the performing arts high school, when we shot the pilot?
We went to the same high school, too. Did you know that?
No.
Yes, but in different years. I went to 1 year of public high school before I homeschooled because of Hannah. Yeah. I went to the Los Angeles County High School for the Arts, and that's where Corbin went. And we found out during the pilot that we went to the same high school.
Because he invited, I remember he was so proud and so excited that he was going to be in Romeo and Juliet. And his dad was the kindest.
Oh, I love his dad.
And he just went to everybody, invited everybody to come see him in Romeo and Juliet.
Another theater nerd.
I know.
Let's jump down to the 20th anniversary.
Yeah.
Yeah. How was it seeing everybody at the 20th?
It was great. 20th? It was great. I mean, honestly, I wish, you know, the rest of the gang were there. Mm-hmm. But it was so nice to see. I hadn't seen Moises in the 20 years,
right.
Besides TV. And then, you know, I've seen Jason throughout, but it, like, together collectively was so special. And to even get all of us on the carpet, I don't know how they did that. it worked because it went viral and went crazy. But
yeah.
I was so happy. I had this really, like, heartwarming moment with everybody. Yeah.
Seeing you and Shanika together was like I was so happy.
And I hadn't seen her in over a decade too, because she lives on the East Coast, I think. Yeah. So we kind of like, we picked up where we left off.
It was so great. Seeing those two, and then for me too, like, personally, the Rico of it all. Like, I didn't know he was going to be there. So after I did my carpet stuff, and he came up behind me and like surprised me, and I think I don't think I let go of him for like 2 minutes. Yeah. I just like hugged him and like wouldn't let him go. It was
I had the same reaction.
It was sweet.
So nice. Everybody, Cody Lindley, the two of you, Moises, Miley, it all just flooded back.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it was just so, so nice to see everybody.
Yeah, and I wish we don't wait another 20 years.
I know. And it was really apparent, like, in the pictures of all of you and any of the video that was posted online. It was so...
like a family,
that it was the warmth and love there was.
Yeah. Okay, so we did an episode with Romy a few weeks ago, and we all decided that Tracy probably ended up on like a Real Housewives sort of situation.
That's accurate.
Okay. Yeah. So we want to know if you want to be like a part of her pitch, because I think that like Tracy, Amber and Ashley, Sarah, do you remember Sarah?
Yes.
Played with Morgan York.
Yeah.
Joni Palumbo.
Yeah,
Haley Chase. Let's throw in a little Miss Kunkel.
Oh, why not?
And just do
it's
the
time
best
to Real
Housewives
ever.
The pitch is Real Housewives of Rico's Surf Chalet.
Oh, that's hilarious. I think Amber and Ashley would totally do that.
Yeah. Absolutely,
absolutely.
Oh, it'd be so
100%.
It would be so good.
Yes. I'm down to pitch too.
Even if it's like a 3-episode Hulu special.
Yes.
I think it would be the funniest damn bit of all time.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Absolutely agree. And try and recreate the slumber party that happened at Miley's.
The spitting contest on the back porch.
That's so funny.
Yes. It makes me.
Oh my God, the spitting contest.
So happy. Dude, I almost broke my. In that bit.
Yeah.
That fall is so high that, like, you look at the reaction, you see Miley and Emily's reaction when I hit the deck, and they're like oh, God.
Yeah.
And it's like a real reaction because they thought I had killed myself.
Oh my
God. Somebody did a hypercut of all of your of all of your falls.
Like, I've mentioned this before, there's a reason why I can barely walk.
Oh my gosh.
Shani, you had like a little remembrance.
I just wanted to I'm thank you for coming.
Of course. Anytime.
To do this. This was amazing, and to like get to reminisce and all this stuff.
Yeah.
I just want you to know, like, because I was, even though Lee, who directed the pilot, was my mentor.
Uh-huh.
And so I was there at the pilot as her assistant, carrying her script around and stuff like that. But one of the things I just needed you to know was, like, every time you came on set, it's like so apparent. Again, do theater, kids, because you were so prepared.
Oh.
Every
I
single
just don't
time.
I want to lose the job.
Me too. That was like literally.
First job I need to be. Perfect.
Everybody was worried about getting fired.
Yeah. I know. Yeah.
Amen. But that didn't stop at the pilot. That was like every single time. And I think that's a real testament to like the longevity of that character between you and Shanika, because you guys were just, it does every run through, every rehearsal, every taping was just your professionalism but your ability to be adjustable and bendy and take direction at such a, and again, I know you were young, but it was just like to have somebody who was so willing to just go with the flow was an incredible asset to the
show.
Thank you.
And from,
thank you.
Yeah, from the writing, from our, you know, view in the writer's room, the less we have to worry about you guys, the more we can worry on the other stuff that we've done wrong or, you know.
Yeah.
And we never had to worry
we
about
We made
you
it
too.
Easy for you.
Yeah, yeah. You made it so easy for us. We knew exactly what we were going to get. We knew you would nail it. So it was great.
Thank
we loved
you.
It. So.
No, I mean, Hannah taught me so much as a professional, and I grew up on the set. So it really taught me a lot going forward with my career and doing other jobs. So
it's incredible. It was just so great.
Thank you.
You were so reliable.
Literally an all-time fave.
Aww, and
clearly, because we had like, there are probably 20,000 other questions.
Yeah.
Of course.
We hit our sweet niblet earlier. It was Godspell with Corbin, instant classic.
One question, though, before. Is there anything you've got working that you're working on right now? Anything you want to promote?
I can't say just yet. Oh. But, you know, we'll see where it goes. But you could just, you know, I'm always on socials now because I'm doing social media a lot. So if anything comes up,
just shout out your socials.
Right? Oh, it's Anna Maria PDT on IG. And TikTok's usually where I am most on is Anna Maria PDTK. So
I can't wait to see, like, that's a really nice teaser to like just have to follow you and find out what's coming up.
That's right. Definitely follow all the socials, engage with it, keep that those engagement numbers up. So you get those big brand deals. Let's make this happen. And thanks so much, everybody, for hanging out with us. If you want to watch the pod, please make sure to subscribe on Best of Both Our Worlds YouTube channel. It helps us a ton if you like, comment, share, ring the bell, all the stuff. It really, really helps us grow and keeps the lights on around here. Please follow the show on Instagram at Best of Both Our Worlds Podcast and on TikTok at Best of Both Our Worlds. You can ignore X because that is a dead platform.
Wow!
We may cut that, we may not. At this point, I don't even really care. This has been the Best of Both Our Worlds, created and hosted by yours truly, Jason Earls, Douglas Danger Liebline, and the lovely Shannon Flynn. Executive producer Renee Colvert, produced and edited by Jeffrey Murphy, recorded at Quest Pacifica, original music by my personal favorite Joe Serafini, and our social media strategy is done by Shelby Stahl and Beloved Social. And I actually, as we wrap this up, can I impose upon you to do what? Something we do on the show?
Yeah.
So at the end, we do this little Jackson bit.
Oh, you want me to do it?
Will
you
right
into camera. It's just,
do you remember it? Do you remember
I do. It? Wait, and with that good day, Daddy said good day.
Yeah, okay.
And then also the...
Should I do that?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
You do your end.
Okay.
Okay, so, and with that, take us out.
And with that, good day, Daddy. I said good day.
Best ending ever.
Yeah.
Can we do one for the ride where we all go, ooh.
Yes.
Please.
He has to do it.
Okay, yeah,
Doug
I'll do
has
it.
To do
I'll...
it. The wife. He has to do it.
That's the wife. Yeah, so we'll just do it in here.
Yeah.
Okay. In the middle. Ready?
So I'll say good day, Daddy. I'll say good. Or just an ooze.
No, right? Just an ooze. Yeah. Ready?
Okay. One, two, three.
Ooh! It's the best.